Yes, it is time to praise the Lord. Praise His mighty name. It's Friday, October 18th, 2013. What a wonderful opportunity we have. It's another day in Christ. Thank you for joining us. I just love to watch our switchboard just light up, and it's as if everyone is getting up at the same time, turning on their lights at the same time. It's just amazing, pleasing, and glorious. Praise be the Lord. Well, I'm sure you have a praise report today, and or a prayer request, and we will visit those in the name of the Lord and be blessed. Today, our program, our focus is the idea that He is there with you. Do you sometimes wonder if the Lord is with you? I know I've had moments like those, and there are times when one may not feel like He is. However, that is when, in faith, I take a stand on His Word. I have to get out of my mindset, and I have to allow His Word to penetrate my heart and my spirit to remind me of the fact that He is with me. His very nature is to be close to us. So you and I can trust Jesus Christ that He is faithful to all of His Word. And so we invite you today to enter into that mindset and that reality that He is with you. He's with us. Now, there's a part of His nature that's described in the Word that allows us to get this. Let us listen. Genesis chapter 26, verse 28. And the first part of that verse, it says, "But they said, we have certainly seen that the Lord is with you." And this is one of the reasons that the Lord wants you and I to stand on His Word, trust Him that He's with us, because He wants it to be made manifest to others that He is with you. So we can take away for meditation today, I am there with you. That's His nature. I am there with you. Does that depend on a feeling? No, friend, not at all, because there are times that you won't feel like that. However, you know that His promises are true. Well, I have your lines open, and if you would like to share a praise report or a prayer request, well, of course, you're welcomed. And we want to bring that before the Lord. But I would suggest that we go right to prayer. I really treasure these moments, and obviously you do. That's why you've joined us. So thank you. You're on the program Maximum Radio Network, and it's Global Time with Jesus Christ. And I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory. I forgot to mention my name. I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory, for the next 30 minutes or so. Let's please join our hearts and spirits together and go to Him, go to our Heavenly Father. He awaits our entrance and our arrival. Heavenly Father, we come to You now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we pray that You will quicken us to hear our Heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer. Father, we bow and worship before You. We come to You with praise. We do come with thanksgiving. We come to You in humility. We come in fear, in trembling, and seeking the truth. We come to You in gratitude. We come in love and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we thank you and that your word says that when we pray to you, that you will hear us, according to Job chapter 22 and verse 2, 27 through 28. Heavenly Father, your word says that in every place we go where your name is remembered, you will come to us and bless us, according to your word in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 34. Verse 24, that is, I'm sorry. And your presence will go with us wherever we go, and you will give us rest, according to Exodus chapter 23, verse 14, chapter 33, verse 14. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will continually guide us and satisfy our desires in scorched places. Give strength to our bones, and we will be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail, according to your word, Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 11. We also pray in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you would destroy the power of all demonic spirits that are coming against us, coming against our homes, our properties, our automobiles, our businesses, our finances, our ministry, that you would encamp your angels and chariots of fire all around us, according to 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 17 through 18. Heavenly Father, we declare these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you that they are established for us, according to Job chapter 22, verse 27 through 28. We thank you that your word is yea, and we do say amen and amen. Well, once again, thank you for joining us, and welcome to our prayer program today. And we are renewing our mind. We are allowing the Spirit of God to renew our mind concerning the promises of God. And that's important because His promises, it's not like the government. It's not like someone that you may know. His promises are true. And His word exhorts us in many, many places. And I'd just like to touch on a couple of them right quickly. One of them that we can rest our heart upon. It says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And that's Psalm chapter 27, verse 14. So God promises to strengthen our heart, even when our hearts, we're failing and fainting in our hearts because of the waiting. But we are to wait upon him through prayer, meditation, and worship. Then another scripture from Psalm reminds us of his promise in Psalm 34, verse 9. It says, O fear the Lord, ye saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. So fearing him is having reverence and respect and honor. And he's promising that he will supply, hallelujah, he will supply all our needs, all our needs. And let's take a shot at one more. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. That's again from Psalms, and it's chapter 37, verse 4 through 5. So God promises to give us the desires of our heart if we will learn to commit our way to him and trust him. Now, friend, there are over 3,700 promises in God's Word that He has made to us. And on any, that's at least 10, 11, 12 every single day of the year that you can stand on. And so we're standing on those today. God is with you. He is with us. He is there with you. Imagine that. So whatever you're facing today, and whatever your heart's condition, whether you're feeling very strong or maybe you're feeling a little bit faint in your heart, He's there with you. It has nothing to do with feelings. It has to do with what He has stated in His Word. He stated it, that He's there with you. Okay, well, once again, we thank you for joining us. I'm Aubrey Gregory, your host for a few minutes. Let us go, let us hear from someone, a praise report or a prayer request. A praise report or a prayer and or a prayer request. Let's just bring those things out and let's give it the light of heaven. And it will be totally changed and transformed and made manifest and brought forth in for God's glory. Because today is made for His glory. Amen. Amen. Okay, while you're contemplating on so many praise reports and you're trying to figure out which prayer request to bring before the Lord, or I think I heard a voice. Would you state your request or your report?
Yes, praise the Lord. I am glad to be here today in His presence today with my pastor and also my brothers and sisters around the globe of the world. I'm glad to be alive today because truly the Lord is good, and I thank God for another new day of His brand new mercy. Amen. And that we can delight ourselves in the Lord, and He will direct our path today. I have a prayer request for one of my coworkers. Her name is Joanne. She has cancer, so I want you all to hold up before the Lord. She do know the Lord as her Savior. Her name is Joanne. Thank you
all. We'll lift that prayer request up right now. You know, the word cancer drives fear into the hearts of many. It sounds very terminal, very final, that kind of a thing. How many know that God, He is the one that is the beginning and the end? He was, is, and eternal, forever. Forever. And so we can bring His power, channel His power, so to speak, bring it directly to where the need is. And so on behalf of Joanne, we're going to pray. Father, we're calling on You on behalf of Joanne. Joanne, You know her particular condition. You know everything about her. Everything about her illness. Now, Father, You can turn disease into ease. Mm. And we ask that right now, that Your healing power would light upon her in her spirit, in her soul, and in her body. We ask You to bring perfect alignment with Your plan for her health, Your plan for her survival, Your plan, purpose, and destiny for Joanne in the name of Jesus. And therefore, with the authority that You've given us, we speak directly to the cells that are in rebellion, the cells that are doing their own thing, the cells that are going in a different direction other than what You have designed them to do. Yeah. Now, Father, we speak to them that they would turn around, end the rebellion, and they would cooperate with help,
yes,
healing,
yes,
and deliverance in the name of Jesus, that she would find wellness in you. She would find deliverance and restoration in you. That even now her faith in your promises are strengthened right now, and that she remembers in these moments even now that you are with her. You are with her. She's not alone with the disease. You are with her. So we send your powerful word of deliverance right now to her room, wherever she is. And Father, we ask for strength, insight, and wisdom for her medical team, that you would give them the insight and directions of exactly the strategies and the protocols that would lead to her complete recovery, remission, and new strength in you through Jesus Christ. The blood prevails over every cell that is in rebellion, over cancer, in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus Christ prevails.
Yes.
We believe now, Lord, for a testimony of your work and her recovery. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Lord, thank you for Joanne. Thank you for that prayer request, sister. It's a blessing to our heart to be able to serve in that way. Are there any other prayer requests, any other prayer praise report? Well, I have a praise report. I think we all do. We probably are so blessed in so many ways we can't figure out which one we're going to share. But let us share this together because we are all involved. The government is open for business. Praise the Lord. Yes. We've been praying about that, and all of the suffering that entailed and confusion. The enemy of our lives, of our soul, has been seized, and his activity has been arrested as it concerns the functioning of the government and all that's involved with that. We thank God for the victory and the cessation of hostilities that existed around those circumstances for about 3 weeks or so. We thank God for making a way for that situation to be resolved to the point that it is. So we thank you, Father, for being the one who is the head of all governments. You are the ultimate. You are the one that's in charge of all reality and the entire universe. It's your creation, and all the people in it are also your creation. And we thank you for moving this situation in the right direction, where people are now relieved. They'll be able to continue their financial lives and continue in peace. So we thank you right now for that. And we praise you, and we worship you, and glory be to your name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, any other prayer requests? I just feel like praising the Lord today. I just feel like praising him. There is something that is calling for praise today. Let us begin to worship the Lord. Father, we thank you today. Our collective voices are lifted up in your presence, and we are available for you to speak to us.
We praise you, God.
Communicate your thoughts and your ideas and your feelings to us. We thank you now, Father, for this brand new day. It's called Friday. And we thank you. It's the last day for most of the work week.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
And
yes.
We thank you for bringing us through this week.
Friday, Lord. Hallelujah.
Bring us to this place.
2013.
This time.
God, you know that.
You've given us the victory.
Well,
we have the victory of health. We have the victory of our lives. We have the victory of hope. And we have the victory that Christ is with us. He is with us. And we thank him today. And our hearts are just full of praise. Yes. And we know that you want to show us great and mighty things. And Father, if there's someone that is out there that wants to hear your voice, we pray today, Lord, that your voice will be heard deep inside of their spirits. They will know that you are God, and they will know that you are with them wherever they are, whatever part of the world they are right now. You would speak to them, speak to their need. We thank you for being there consistently every day, every hour, every second. You're never away, and your throne room is never closed for business. We praise you and we thank you. We thank you for all of the wonderful things that you have done and that you're doing right now. We thank you for the favor that is going ahead of us in a powerful way. Yes, meeting us right where we are, so that we know that you are the one, because you do great things, and you do them in a way that we know it could not have been us. It had to be you, because you come and you do things that are super abundant. You meet needs in a super abundant way, and we thank you for that today. We thank you for the peace that's given to us. You've given us peace. Thank you, Father. Peace that passes all understanding. We don't even understand why we're at peace, when ordinarily we should be worried and super concerned. But we know that you are God of your word, and you said that you are there with us. You're there. We sense your presence. Hallelujah. We thank you right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for all that you've done, all that you're doing. Thank you for meeting all of the needs, for challenging our hearts to trust you in faith, even in a greater and greater way. Father, remove the scales from our eyes that would limit our perspective or limit the way we see you. Allow us to see even more clearly, and to see you in greater dimension than we have previously. Open our eyes. Cause us to see that those that are with us outnumber those that are against us.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you for the confidence that we have in you in that way. We bless your name. We bless your name today. We bless your name today. That in our lying down, you're with us. In our getting up, you're with us. You're with us going out and our coming in. You're with us in the field. You're with us in the country. We thank you. Hallelujah. We are special to you. We are the righteous. We are chosen by you for this hour, this day. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the assignment that you've given to us to pray, to intercede, to bridge the gap. Thank you for all of the answers to prayer. We can think of so many answers that you've given us to our requests for prayer. Truly, you're God of your word, and that you're there with us, right there with each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus, I'm saying hallelujah. Praise his name. He is wonderful. He is counselor. He is mighty God. He is Prince of Peace. He is the Everlasting Father.
Oh, yes, you are.
In the name
of
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Somebody has a praise report or a prayer request to share it with us. We are amazed by His power. We are joyed by His presence. The name of Jesus. He's prayer answering God. Hallelujah. I don't know if Diane is on with us.
I'm right here, Pastor.
But I trust. Okay, I've been in my thoughts all day yesterday.
Good morning to everyone listening.
Yes. Praise
it's
God.
Really trust in the Lord. Hallelujah.
How are you
feeling
today?
I'm feeling better every day. Yeah.
One.
I'm feeling better today, and I just want to give God thanks.
Yes.
For you are praying for me, for us, and
yes.
He's truly answered. I have not been to the up to now. I have not had a medication, and I'm getting better every day.
Praise God. Praise God.
Just
want to
give God thanks for that.
Thank you.
Well, thanking Him will go a long way. It's one of the best medications, actually. Praise.
Amen.
When you praise Him, you thank Him. Thank Him. Right. Right in the middle of whatever your circumstances are. We praise Him. Sometimes it's difficult to do that, but it requires the help and strength of the Holy Spirit to keep us focused in the right way. And we trust that Aaron is feeling up today. He's feeling better today. Yes, we pray. Go ahead.
He did call his surgeon yesterday, and they promised that they will get together today and discuss and give us a call to set the date for his operation.
Okay.
We did.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to. I think right now we should thank God for the medical team. And trust God for them being at their best, being able to have the wisdom and understanding of Aaron's particular case and what to do. Father, we know that healing, you've given healing to the hands of many, because you knew in advance that we would have sickness and disease in the earth because of the entrance of sin and the failure of man. But the last Adam, Jesus Christ himself, hallelujah, comes to heal, to save in the name of Jesus, whereby the first Adam failed. The last Adam becomes and has come that we may have life, and that more abundantly. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the medical team that is watching over Aaron's health, his recovery, his healing. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would speak to them in a mighty way on this day. Show them with clarity exactly what their procedures and methods and strategies should be concerning Aaron's health. And Father, give them the confidence to know that they're wired by you to do exactly what they're doing, and that they will be successful in Jesus' name. And there will be a great report. Even now, we're thanking you for a great, good report of success of all procedures that they are involved with. And Father, we pray for Aaron right now that you would strengthen his confidence in you, knowing that he is in your hand and no one can separate him. Nothing can separate him from your love. Nothing can pluck him out of your hand. Your hand is secure around him, and that you're the one that's keeping him. Strengthen Diane as well. Strengthen her faith and confidence. Cause their faith to grow and to expand, to embrace all that you have to offer, which includes health and recovery. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank you, saints, for agreeing with us that God will show himself strong and is showing himself strong concerning us. He wants us to be safe. He wants us to be restored, healed, all of those things. He is with us. He is there with you. Excuse me. He's right there with you. And have no fear. Have no fear. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, we are at the end of the work week. We've had a wonderful week of prayer and intercession and praising and worshiping him. My week has been wonderful, and I want to thank you. Even as I praise the Lord, I want to thank you for being a part of that, for just showing yourself to be a true friend of God and faithful and committed. And we're making a difference. Believe that. We're making a difference. We may not even see all of the answers to our prayers, not because heaven hasn't answered, but we may not be in the particular country or the particular spot, you know, but we, in faith, we're seeing enough that we're encouraged. God bless all of you, and I trust that in your place of worship that you'll be able to bring something to that space that stirs the atmosphere by your faith, by your exuberant praise and worship of the Lord God. Come with something. Not come empty-handed. Bring something to the place where you worship. If you're worshiping with us, fine. We receive you and what you bring. And if you're worshiping someplace else, or you're unable to get out of the house because of commitments, well, you praise the Lord wherever you are. In Jesus' name, he is worthy of praise. In Jesus' name. Thank you so much. Look forward to being with you again on Monday, God's willing. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes. That we can wait on you, Lord, and be of good courage. Lord,
yes,
we thank you because you are the strength of our heart, our life. Thank you, O God.
Yes.
The Lord is our light and our salvation. Oh, yes, Lord, he's the strength of our life. Whom shall we fear? Yes,
hallelujah.
We just, oh, Lord, hallelujah.
Glory. Yes,
Lord.
Glory be to God.
Praise be to you,
praise
Lord.
The name of the Lord.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
Open the eyes of my heart.